Hello?
Hi, very good afternoon. This is Ricky calling you from Telstra. So how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. It's good of you to call me for that, but I don't want to talk to you about anything else.
Why, sir?
Because I rang to check with Telstra yesterday if I could expect any phone calls, and I was told no.
Which department you haven't spoke to?
Every department they were
answering for. You are telling me lies, sir. You only talked to one department. You didn't talk to any
other
department.
Well, that's not completely true.
It's true
that I'm telling you a little lie, but I did make it. Hold on while I turn this thing off. That's better. I did phone yesterday to check whether it was a scam, and they transferred me actually to a government department, which interested you. Well, Telstra's government anyway. And we had a little chat, and they told me no, and anything they want to tell me, they'll write to me. So that's all right, but I'm
happy to talk to you. Sir, we have already sent you an email. Just check your email, please. We have already sent you an email.
I just come from my email. There was nothing in it.
Sir, open your email first, sir. First, open your email.
Look, it doesn't matter. I'm not interested.
Sir, you created it in your mind.
Hold on. Just be quiet for a quote. Are you the gentleman from India that I've been talking to about the solar panels? Your voice sounds very sad. I can't remember his name, but fortunately, good news, his wife, his sister has had a baby. That'll be the one I was talking to yesterday, and I was very pleased to hear it. Was that you?
Is it a joke? Is it some kind of joke?
No, I'm not joking. It's true. I have difficulty with... start again, Peter. I have difficulty not confusing voices and with some accents. You being Indian is one of those. And you sound like the gentleman I spoke to. I've been talking to him for several weeks, but I don't...
Sir, I'm not Indian. I'm from Pakistan.
Oh, well, they're first cousins. The accent is very similar. I'm sorry for insulting you by giving you a different nationality. That wasn't intentional.
No problem, sir.
What part of Pakistan are you from?
I'm from Lahore.
Oh, a big town.
Yes.
Not a town.
Did you ever visit in Pakistan?
No, look, the best I've done is to fly over India on the way to Europe. That's the closest I've got.
Okay.
I've never had the money, to be honest with you. I had the money when I retired to do one trip for 4 weeks, and that was it. So I went to Egypt, which I had been interested in, and I went to Italy a little bit, and London a little bit. I had about half a day in Paris, and I don't care if I don't have any more. And that's about it. That's the extent of my journeys. Have you been lucky to have any?
No, sir.
Oh, dear. Today, everybody should be able to have one journey overseas. The world can afford it. Maybe some countries can.
I'm a very poor guy, sir.
Yeah, well, I understand that. It's not too good in Pakistan or India or even Afghanistan, for God's sake. I know it's sad, but it didn't ought to be. The world could do better.
Yes, sir.
I think you'd agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We have got some poor people here. Nothing like yours, of course, but there's no excuse for it even here. They should be able to be better. I don't know. The world's gone mad. Anyway, I had some people confuse me a few weeks ago to do with the call it, internet. And in the process, they got into my bank account, and that disturbed me greatly. Fortunately, they didn't get any money, but they did get in long enough to transfer some money from my pension account.
Okay, they transfer money from your pension account. How much?
They transferred money from my savings account into my pension account, which is the one I use a lot, and I'm guessing that would have been the one they would have taken the money out of, but in fact they didn't. I smelt the rat just in time. But they only have to do one a day to be comfortable, don't they?
Yes.
Anyhow, where are you calling from, Pakistan?
Lahore.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know there were call centers there.
Yeah, there is a lot of call center in Lahore as well.
It's good that you get jobs.
But you know very well, sir, that there is a lot of crisis in our country going on right now, right? There is no food.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know there's trouble with the government, although there's always trouble with the government, even here. But
the petrol is 300 jinnah.
And what can you transfer that into some European currency for me? I don't ask Australian, you probably wouldn't know that. But what about England or US? Can you turn it into their money?
Yes, sir, we can.
My name is Peter, not sir.
Peter, okay. Yes, Peter, we can.
Well, what would it be if you put it into that money so I can understand what it means?
Okay. One UK dollar, one UK pound, just hold on for a, let me check. One UK pound, one sterling pound is equal to 320 Pakistani rupees.
And how much is your petrol?
Sorry?
How much is the cost of your petrol?
It's 380 rupees.
So, and do you use litres or gallons?
It's liter. Just hold on. Just hold on, sir. I just got the mail. Just hold on.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah. It's 380 Pakistani rupees of 1 liter petrol.
Yeah. It's pricey here, too. The Australian dollar is about 6 pence. Now, wait a minute. How much? There's 100 pence to the UK pound. 68, I think the Australian dollar is about 68 pence. It's a dollar and it's got 100 cents in it, but it isn't as valuable as America. But petrol is still pricey.
Yes.
It cost me $77 to fill the tank up last week. And that's the first time for a long while that I've actually had to fill it up. I usually, as you would understand, where you can, I try to keep the tank full. Anyway, well, I hope, whatever, even if, I'm inclined to think you're being honest, but anyway, I won't take do any detailing over the phone anyway.
No,
I think now you understand why. But it was nice having a chat to you. What's the weather like over there?
It's very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah, yes.
We're lucky. Today has been a good day. We've got some hot ones next week. 38, maybe, something like that. But today's a nice day.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
If you should accidentally call again, identify yourself and tell me and I'll remember.
Okay. My real name, noted down, my real name is Harris.
Harris?
H-A-R-I-S, Harris.
Oh, that's almost a family name out here, isn't it? Harris with H-A-R-R-I-S.
No, not double R.
I understand the difference. But people called Harris with two R's.
Harris, Rauf, did you know a Pakistani player, a bowler, Harris Rauf?
No.
Did you watch cricket?
No. No, not really. I listen to it. I find it quite interesting to listen to, but I don't watch it. The only Pakistani, I'm sorry about this, the only Pakistani cricketer I can think of is the man who was your Prime Minister.
Imran Khan. Okay.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is still alive.
Is he still Prime Minister?
No, he is not a Prime Minister. The Prime Minister
right.
is Nawaz Sharif.
You better not talk about that. That's getting into politics, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all right, look, thanks for calling. And I did enjoy talking to you.
I also.
Maybe next time you'll talk to me.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck. Thank you.